You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
Okay. Sorry, we are doing two in a row.
You guys, that was a real reaction.
I'm gonna
It's also Friday.
It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been.
It was the longest short week ever. Yeah.
It was a short week in the U.S. It was Memorial Day this weekend, so a lot of people had Monday off. So, you know, we're just rounding out on a long
I'm going to chill and do nothing for a little bit. you guys can take over.
That's how we're going to do this.
Good segue. Yes, today we're talking about the art of doing nothing. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Why? So, how did this come up? Okay, so you guys were late, we know. But better, we still think it's an interesting thing to talk about. So, like, I think maybe like a month ago now. This interview was from a month ago. For those of you who are Friends fans. Mm-hmm. So Matt LeBlanc, Joey. So Friends ran for like 10 years, ultra popular show in the 90s, blah. So he recently did a couple interviews. I think one was on Conan and one was on another thing. And you know, I don't remember what he was there to promote, but
the art of doing nothing, maybe
this concept.
Dude.
But the thing that went viral off of those interviews was, you know, he was asked, you know, they talk about the things that they've done, what they've been up to, blah, blah, blah. And he had said, so paraphrasing his interview is, you know, for 10 years I did Friends, and then he did Joey. He had a spinoff show. It was called Joey.
Yeah, it was short-lived.
Yeah.
He said it's 2 years.
It's hard to, when you just have such a big, successful show, to do a spinoff it.
And he was such a lovable character.
He was good. Yeah. So he's the only one that got his own show, you know?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So, and then he was like, okay, so then I did, you know, then I did Joey for 2 years. And then he was like, you know, like, okay, next year I'm just going to, like, take it off and just chill. And then he was like, I enjoyed it so much, I did it again.
And take another year off.
He took another year off, just like didn't do anything. And then he's like, I loved it so much. You know, 5-6 years later, I still do it. Yeah. And so he was like, my favorite. And then another episode or another interview, he's like, my favorite thing in the world to do? Nothing. I just would love, I'm really good at it. Yeah. I should be professional. Nothing. You know, he goes on and on to kind of explain, like, to go into this concept. So that's just like the what, right? So the context. The interesting part also is the reaction to what, you know, Joey's there to talk about his career and like probably some promoting something, but people really glommed onto this concept and was like, Joey is my spirit animal. And like, Joey, this is like, I so resonate with this, blah, blah, blah. And I think particularly a lot of the younger generation,
like
also
the Gen Zs,
a lot of young, like people.
Not millennials.
No. Wait, a lot of people saying millennials don't want to do nothing.
See, no, I think they.
No, they do.
I think they want to do nothing the most.
The most,
actually.
Truly,
so, definitely.
So this reaction around like just doing nothing.
Yeah.
What an interesting reaction.
I think Gen Z wants to do stuff.
I don't know.
They want to like do stuff.
I'm not sure. So let's talk about. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So like this concept of wanting to do nothing. Why is everybody so excited to want to do nothing? Yeah. I think we have some good, we can pull from personal experience, but also like, I think this reaction was across the board from, you know, older folks and also, you know, Gen Z, younger people.
And some millennials
for everybody.
And I also think that the behind everyone's reaction, there's like a different context to it, right? Like some people might just be saying, ha ha ha, I also want to do nothing. Yeah. And then some other people would be like, I really don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And they're probably like burnt out at that point.
100%. Yeah. Or they mean like, I just want to take a break from doing what I gotta do to like not feel any responsibility.
Like moms.
Work, kids,
I just
want to
drink coffee and I just don't want to drink like cold coffee because
that's usually what happens. Like not having to answer to anything. Even if you are on vacation, you might have to answer to your spouse, your kids, your parents, whatever. Friends, obligation. I mean, it like you name it, like down the line. So this concept of doing nothing, like I see it as like, what if you had no responsibilities? Period.
Right.
Yes. And that's kind of what that's kind of what Matt says. Matt LeBlanc says he's like, there's no rules. What are you going to do today? I'll tell you, nothing.
pretty simple.
Does he, I wonder though, doesn't he have a kid? Does he have a kid? Because you can't do nothing. If you, to truly, I think, I've never been able to do this.
I think he might have a daughter. Yeah, actually, so I think I'm right.
I think to truly do nothing, you
can't
have.
But his daughter is probably already like mature enough to be able to take care of herself.
But like when Joey was 35 and or 40 or whatever, he still had... He can't completely do nothing. He probably just didn't work.
Yeah.
Because he made so much money.
Yeah, I'm exactly. Sure
with Friends reruns, I'm sure he still makes...
Oh, he's making bank.
That's what the article says. Like, he's still making bank even after...
He's making, like, bank.
Yes. Like, so many zeros.
Okay, I just rented an apartment to a daughter of a actor. Uh-huh. And you won't even know this actor, but they've been working in Hollywood for 40, 50 years.
Consistent.
They make way more money than a modern actor who's more famous because they're residuals.
Yeah, residuals. No,
from
the residuals.
Film, TV.
Oh my God.
Like, he literally doesn't have to do anything. He's older. He's like in his 60s, right?
And so, Joey, I think this kind of captures the essence of it, which is like, you know, it's just not having to go somewhere or someone else telling you what you have to do.
That's right. Mm. So, no boss to answer to.
No boss to answer to.
You know, but here's the thing, like, that also requires you to be not married, because my spouse, I always gotta, always have to, like, after this, I have to go.
You have to go to answer.
The reason why we had to start late is I had to cook dinner for grandma.
Well,
I had to feed her early.
I was late. Guy, I would get on the wrong
train.
No,
but even like, you know, we were supposed to start earlier, but grandma eats early and I had to cook food, bring it to her. Uh-huh. After this, I have to grab all the packages that my wife ordered and I have to build a bunch of furniture for her. So nonstop. Then I might have to do a little bit more work. So I have to answer to work. Yeah. I have to answer to her, answer to clients, you know, friend obligations. I'm like,
okay,
I don't really want to do nothing.
Then this is the perfect question for you. Do you want to do nothing?
Well, no, I like doing stuff.
Exactly.
But sometimes,
I feel
like
it wouldn't work for you.
Like for me, I just need a breather every now and then.
A breather.
For other people, I feel like they actually don't want to answer to anybody.
Yeah. Oh, this reminds me of, remember the Office Space? Remember
that
guy?
Course. Yes.
He was
my God.
What do you want to do? Nothing.
Okay. This clip has just gone viral this morning. I just saw this clip.
The Office Space clip?
Yeah. Where?
What a great movie,
like,
by the way.
Literally
amazing
this morning.
Movie. Another Friends cast alum. Jeremy Aniston. Remember?
Oh yeah, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah,
shoot, like with the pins.
The clip of this guy saying like, "I don't do anything at work. I don't know that," is viral again. And
again,
the people are,
it's great.
Of course, because people, millennials or Gen Z, is
is a little. Well, are you talking about the clip of like, what do you actually do here?
Yeah,
but that's something different.
Oh, I know, but it's along the similar like but he purposely is like, "I'm not going to do anything at work." He literally is like, I've given up at work.
But he also wants to do nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what do you want to do? He's like, nothing.
Nothing.
And he made it happen because he doesn't care about getting fired.
Yeah.
That's the whole premise of that movie.
Yes.
Anyways.
So I think there's two things here. It's like actually doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then having a breather and having no obligations or somebody to answer to or the stress perhaps 100%. For some time. I think those are quite different.
Right. I think the act of doing nothing, I feel like the art of doing nothing sometimes is tricking yourself to not give a crap.
Yeah.
So where you're like, I do have something to do, but I'm just purposely not going to do it. Like, I'm going to do nothing.
And also have the ability to trick yourself into thinking
like,
that
I don't
you
care
don't
that there's 50
to do.
Things that need my attention. Yeah. I will literally like block them out right now. I'm gonna
is that, are you saying procrastinate?
But like, procrastination is different. It's like you actually want to do something, but you're putting it off.
Okay.
I mean, just like, I don't care that I need to, like, I'm not going to do anything right now. I don't care that this thing is waiting on my attention. Uh-huh. I'm just not going to do it.
Or just not going
to because nobody can really not do nothing unless you're a rich actor.
Joey. If you literally, so first of all, Joey's context is he makes money while doing nothing.
He's special.
And so the art, I think one camp, what you're saying, the art of doing nothing, one is what you just said, like you like intentionally like say no.
Yep.
The other one is like you have put up so many, like you have become basically very successful that you can do nothing. Literally, you can do nothing.
Right.
so that you can get here and just chill. But right. that took, right, Joey worked for like 12 plus years, I'm sure, you know, being honest.
Because a lot of people still work, like, you know, a founder or whatever, they're still like working until 60, 70.
Yes. Yes. Because if you truly do nothing, you are going to become very fat and you won't be able to go anywhere and you won't have any money.
Literal context.
Exactly.
Right?
But so like, no, I'm serious. Yeah. So like the death, like really like I do nothing, like literally, right? You don't move, you don't talk, you don't do anything. Right. Like, dude, that's a group, that sucks.
And that's why I think like—
I mean, that's fun for like a day.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. That's why like—
Yes.
No one's taking it literally. Yeah. It's like, you don't, when you do nothing, it means you don't have anyone to answer to.
Yeah. But I think I'm just like, I'm just saying like maybe in general, the sentiment, that sentiment is shared by so many people. Cause like I've heard it from a couple of my friends saying like, oh my gosh, I just want to like retire early just so that I don't have to do anything. For example,
right.
Oh,
what choose you, what you want to do.
What are you, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm doing nothing.
Cause honestly, when you retire, one can argue is you do more things because you're just doing the things you want to do. Tend to your garden, travel. Retirees have a very fulfilling life. Because they're just doing everything.
It could depend on
I think it depends.
No, but even like,
even
if you're a couch potato, you're in between them. You probably have a hobby. You're working on stuff.
Not everyone is like has
Okay, let's just, but then literally,
you will be a very productive.
I'll give you an example. Like the couple we just bought the farmhouse from, they do nothing. They're retired. I mean, the guy still mows the lawn. It takes 3 hours to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Has to go tend to the garden. I mean, there's a lot of chores you got to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's physically, it's impossible to just do nothing or else you become literally like a fat slob.
But and, a lot of people, like, for example, like you do nothing, you still have to do your chores. Yeah. A lot of people would just want a breather probably like where they don't have to do their chores. Like you were saying,
or
like,
you pay for people to do
or you
your
pay
chores.
For people to do stuff for you, or you just like, you
like,
know,
by
do
human
nothing.
Nature. Yeah. Like Mia was saying, you probably do it for 1 or 2 days, but then if you do have that much money, you're just going to do some fun stuff.
You would do things
you will
you
take up hobby because human nature, you get fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're static, there's nothing fulfilling you. Now, taking a rest, a breather from the world, like that's a different concept. Like I don't want to do anything right now. Like, I just want to like lie down.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
like to do a brain dead activity.
Yeah.
Right. Cause then you're like recharge. Like we talk about like recharging your battery.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems it resonates with so many people because people probably like when I want to do nothing, it's because it's been a very packed week and you feel overwhelmed, right? You feel overwhelmed with the amount of obligations that you have done, even if you want to do them all. And some people, it takes longer to feel overwhelmed. Maybe you're somebody that can do it. You know, I can do this 3 weeks in a row, or maybe you're someone, you're like one day, oh, I have to, you know, reach. It's different, but it's like the ability to just be like, I call the shots
right,
on what
exactly.
I'm going to do today.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like the moms, because they don't. They
the
they,
moms
they
literally.
Don't call
dude,
the
that's why I feel so like I'm like in awe.
In
like,
awe, no champions.
Yeah. But also the dad, like a good
the
dad,
parents.
Like,
yeah, the parents. I mean,
there's no time to do anything.
Yeah. Because
that's why, like,
it's a
I
unit.
Can't fault
it's
my.
Not,
friends who gain weight after fatherhood, because I'm like,
it's tough.
I can literally go run right now, but you can't do that. You gotta go pick up your kid, make dinner. You have your routine.
Like you have to be really intentional about it. Like,
yeah.
It's
but then at that point you're like, I need to just sit down and watch TV.
I know.
So it's like
it's really hard. It's really
hard.
It's super hard.
Like,
you
I'm
have
like,
to have like thought about
that's
it.
That's
like
dad's in good shape.
Above.
I'm like, yo, how do you do that? Like, how do you do that?
They thought about it 3 years before, or they already had.
I don't have a kid and I'm not even in good shape.
But
you know?
See, like, this is how they do it. It's like you've already put in the work. Yeah. Like, to be able to, like, be able to, like, maybe it's like, this is a different topic of parenthood, but like, to be able to do nothing, you have put in 20 years, 12 years, 15 years of work so that you can do nothing.
Yeah. Like, my uncle does nothing. He, like, wakes up, plays golf.
To be fair, really quick, to be fair, on the other side, there are some people who have silver platters handed to them and do nothing. And that. Yeah. Doesn't feel great for a lot of people. So I get
or they
that.
Yeah, or like they do a lot of stuff. They just don't have any monetary constraints. Like they'll throw parties or they're like socialites, right? It's just like, or like they'll open up a business. Doesn't matter. There's no pressure. It doesn't matter if it succeeds because they're like, that was fun. And they're lucky in life. They, you know, all the power to them. They got that hand,
at,
you know.
Well, so at the same time, so like in certain instances, that definitely it's a clear advantage.
Right.
But at the same time, right, it's like even if you are like a Nepo baby or whatever, right, if you set up a bunch of businesses and they all fail,
yeah,
you know, life gets lived. So a track record starts to form.
For sure.
So there will be, maybe there's not the same, obviously, pressures as like a single mom with kids, like, but they have that, they're different, they're social pressures, emotional pressure, like it affects all stratus of society.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just different.
I mean, do you like, when do you, how often do you guys do nothing?
I schedule my do nothing days.
Not often. I have realized I think I need to do nothing a more little often. Bit more often because I think I'm getting less becoming like I have less I get more overwhelmed more easily, I think now.
So you need to take breaks.
I need to take breaks. Okay. So it's a couple, you could do it a couple ways, right? Yeah. I need to either take breaks, something as easy as like going to bed earlier, right? Yeah. Just getting like some time to myself more. Or just like maybe doing some more fulfilling things.
Right,
wait, that's
right.
Interesting. When I'm doing nothing, I have a hard time going to bed earlier. Like I can't.
Interesting.
Wait, say that. What do you, wait, yeah. What does
well,
that
cause mean? She's actually doing something else.
What
that's
are you doing?
Nothing.
That's not, exactly.
The nothing is something.
Exactly.
There's no, what is
no
your
such
nothing?
Thing, guys, as
what
nothing.
Is your nothing,
like
Mia?
Being a couch potato.
Because you're
like
still
you're
doing
watching
something.
Something.
You can't.
And I just continue,
But see, like when I do that, I feel the life drain out of me.
Really?
No, that's great.
Oh, I. so okay, when I want to do nothing,
yeah, I got you.
That's me.
Oh, sorry. When I do, okay, yes, I also do that.
You
I
probably
also
have a do
potato.
Nothing position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like
well, I do
your,
have a do nothing position.
Yeah, because he has it. He has it. Yeah. Yeah. She has a way she lies on the couch. I'm like, oh, she about to do
like
nothing.
Like slightly
right now.
Slanted.
So, yeah. No, okay, here's the thing. Like, I can also do nothing. Okay, yes, I can be a couch potato and like just scroll on my phone forever. Yeah. But I would rather, right, like just sleep. I would rather color.
Right,
or like
right.
Paint,
but you could do that. Like,
or like
you could do that too, but you still need to like do nothing sometime.
But sleeping is doing nothing.
I mean,
but
like,
to me, that's like a day wasted that, if you just sleep.
No, see, this is where just like sleep is so important. Well, no, I'm not going to sleep all day.
If you didn't get enough sleep.
Yes.
Sure.
Sleep.
Like you have
so, like,
no choice
more
but
sleep.
To go to bed early.
I think like getting good sleep, taking care of yourself, like, you know, basic things like showering.
Yeah.
See, I find
that even on my do nothing days, I shower.
See,
let's not forget about
wait,
that.
Side note, you I still remember during COVID, there'd be 3 days no shower.
Oh, for sure.
Oh my gosh.
For sure. Like, oh, for sure.
All
for
good.
Sure.
Let's go.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mean,
I go,
oh, for
dude.
Sure.
Like, like I'll be like,
oh for sure.
No, the normal showering was like once every 3 days.
No,
oh totally. No,
you're
like
going
oh,
nowhere,
yeah.
Mia.
No, seriously.
It doesn't matter.
No, it was like a joke in our
if
household.
You need at least one shower
guys,
a day.
Who are
you
seeing?
We've
you
had
weren't
many,
doing anything.
Many episodes where we talk
yourself.
About showers.
Yeah, I go. Dang,
go
I need
check
a shower
out.
Right now. But,
we've talked about showers so many times in other episodes. Check them out. But yeah,
where were
like,
we?
Wait, how often do you feel like you have to do nothing? I think that was the question.
Okay.
What about you, Dan?
I mean, I feel like I'm more, I got both, you're both of you in me where there's times where I just want to like sit for like 5 minutes and do nothing. And I literally mean just like, let me just sit down.
Wait, 5 minutes is all you need?
That's
yeah, I recharge
long.
Pretty
I
fast.
Can, I do
yeah.
that. I like that
I just
too.
Need like,
I just need like some time.
Like 20 minutes. And I'm very efficient. So to me, like, I've created this new thing where I've imparted to my friend and my wife. So it's called the long pee. All right. So wait, the thing is,
say more.
It's called the long pee. Okay. So the stakes are low. Like I'm not going
to,
right. So minimal cleanup. So it's like, basically like when I'm at home, I pee sitting down.
Yep.
Like all the time.
I
so
think this is common
I told
for guys.
That not known that, no, for, does is Joe there, pee sitting down?
No, okay, let's not out everybody.
No,
you, let's not out
no, no,
everybody.
I invented wait, this.
How but common is
I invented this.
Why are you
it's
nodding?
Not common.
Is
it's not
it common?
I think it's pretty common.
Does he do it?
I don't
then,
like
then he's mastered the art of the long pee, I'm telling you. So here's, because I told my buddy this, and he was like, are you crazy? Why would you do that? He tried it. He goes, bro, I got you. Because what it is what it is this, right? Because
sorry,
like
not every time. Sorry, I feel
So I strategically take my long pee, and then you will be like, hey, are you long peeing?
Oh my god!
I go yes.
So that's all you need to recharge.
Because a long pee is like, it's like a 10-minute pee.
That's a long time.
No, like you're just sitting there.
What the heck are you doing for 10 minutes?
No, like, well, okay, I would argue a lot of people do that on their phone. They just sit in the bathroom on the phone.
That's my
number one.
A lot of people do
that. So my long pee is my bathroom time because I don't need to go two. Okay. Right, because two is like more stakes.
We
like
can continue this
the long
offline.
The long pee is like I got about 10 solid minutes of doing nothing on my phone, and that's all
and that's
I need.
All you need.
But I also pee, so I feel like I did two things.
I don't think that it should necessarily be. I don't want the synonym of do nothing to be scroll on your phone. That I don't like.
Yeah, but I think to me that's what it is.
Other ways of doing nothing.
But it's just like having some time where you don't have any obligation, like what we were referring to, right? Having some time where you don't have any obligation, somebody you have to answer to, and you can call the shot. I think it's unfortunate that all of the default today is now, oh, I'm going to go on my phone. You could do many other things.
Well, to me, that's just scheduling
a long pee.
The reason we got a vacation house is now I can actually, I don't have to fly anywhere because before I would work and then we would like, okay, it's time for a trip. So the recharge rate is far and few. But now it's like, okay, I just go to my cabin.
But will you be working from your cabin?
Yes and no. Like, but it's like kind of, I feel like, so we can just go like for a night or two and working from there feels much more like, I could just work a little bit and then go like stare at the cows, you know, versus like in the city. Like we already did this last week. We went up, we both worked from home.
That's awesome.
But in a cabin and it was like it was like recharging while we worked. It was awesome.
That's great.
So,
see, this is when I want to do nothing, I like to like recharge, like have some recharge. And like for me, the phone, cause it's for me, it's the feeling after. It's like, I can feel myself being addicted like while I'm scrolling. Yes. And then when I'm done, I'm like, I wasted 45 minutes of my life.
That's true. Like when I have time, I don't scroll.
I try not to.
So my scrolling is only done during the long pee. And then
dedicated
because if I do it, like if you do it at, there's only a few times, like once a month I might go like start doom scrolling at night why did I do that? And then I remember I remember and I don't do it, but then like you know, once a month you're just like, I just need a doom scroll, right? Okay, that's out of my system.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like I don't need to do it like every other night.
But like, you know, it's just like being able to just lounge, lay on the couch.
Yeah.
Lay on the couch, like make a fun
drink. It's a permanent vacation, right?
Because
like on vacation, that's the feeling of like
you know,
I don't have to answer an email.
But then on vacation, I actually don't doom scroll.
Yeah, because you're on vacation.
I'm doing things.
Exactly.
But what about like a staycation where like, you know, you don't tell anyone you're on vacation and you are home?
I don't do that. For some reason,
I've
don't
tried.
Really like staycation.
I would have expected that you would do that and not tell anyone.
No, to me, that's like wasting time.
I feel like staycations don't work because inevitably you are within the city.
Yeah.
And I cannot take myself out. I've done many staycations. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, like, you're always like being pulled and there's no feeling of I can let go, you know? So that's why like, I'm like, you know what? No more staycations.
Okay.
I'm just like, anyways, vacation or get out or just like, you know.
So is it about like the physical environment that you're in? Like you just like try to remove yourself from that environment that makes you think that you don't have responsibility, you don't have to answer to anyone.
Yeah,
or is it more like a mental space that you put yourself in?
I think it's mental space, but dictated by your surroundings. You know, I think it helps that you're on vacation so you can like be like, okay, I'm not going to do anything, you know, but here, if I'm in the city, I'm like, I am doing all my chores. I'm like, you know, I don't have time off. I don't have a break.
Yeah.
So
I think a physical separation, it doesn't, it can mean different things to different people, but like this space, that's why I think maybe working from home for some folks is not always the best, because it's like, right. I do everything all in one space. I feel like I'm always on. This was a pandemic thing, right? As well. Obviously working from home can also be really great, but just even having designated zones, it's like, okay, I'm done out of here.
What type of person you are. Because I know my wife thrives working at home.
Yes, exactly. And that's what too. I think that, but if you have a workplace, certainly it can be, it's very helpful to remove yourself.
I mean, right, for me, I will go down to a cafe in my building because I like that. I feel like I'm in a work setting because at home, like there's a lot of distractions, you know? So anyways,
I mean, just like, I feel like when somebody says, I just want to do nothing, the thing that came to my mind is like, my friend's comment like about retiring earlier. Yeah. I don't want to do my job. It's like, it's more like a permanent thing versus like a quick recharge.
Session.
For me, like I would definitely want to do nothing sooner. Cause the sooner I do nothing, it means that I could just do everything I want to do. Mm. Right. Like I'd rather not work a job. I have many things I want to do.
Yeah.
That I think will better society and I will be enriched. Mm. But right now I have to work to pay for my rent. So I could sometimes do those things.
I think I'm a little different in that every time my friend says that to me, and I'm like, I think personally, I don't want to retire that early just because I know, like, as a person, like, you are a person of many hobbies, right? So you have like all these things that you want to do. I'm not necessarily like that. So I feel like I need some structure to like keep me going. Right. Otherwise I can just be a couch potato all day.
But it could be like your own for me, it's like when I don't have to work the job that I'm forced to work, I will still have like a business, right? But it's just like on my own terms. Mm. So I don't have to like answer to a client.
I feel like doing nothing is great if you don't need, or if you don't have financial pressure.
Exactly, 100%. Yeah.
And I feel like that's what a lot of people want. But like in reality,
I think the comments are reflective of like, oh, wouldn't it be great to not have to worry about money?
Right.
And therefore you don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah.
Cause
I think that's the underlying sentiment. Yeah.
Of course. But you get what you put in, right?
Exactly.
So there's a reality there. And even if like, if people are like, money is just a contract, blah, blah, blah. Even if let's say we didn't have money, we just had like things, you would still have to work to like barter and like, like earn your keep. Like
I'll trade you a bunch of this
concept
bricks.
Of like, if, yeah.
I think like Catan.
Yeah, like
Catan.
So like if you
resources
to be able to do nothing.
Would you like some clay?
You will get nothing.
That's right. That's right.
And so, but it's obviously like from what we've just talked about, nothing means something different to everybody.
For sure.
And you're still doing something when you're doing nothing. Like, it's just like taking a break.
Does a lot.
We don't know actually.
I'm sure he does. I think he did a lot earlier
in his life that he's like,
But also just like what we're talking about, I don't think he's sitting there staring into space. I think he's probably doing charities, raising his kids.
He might just be like hanging out with his kids
friends. He doesn't have to like, he has no timeline. Yeah. Like he's like, you know what? I could drop this project or not. That's for some people, like you're saying, Mia, like you might need some sort of structure. But for some people, that's like the like dream.
Dream. Because I also think there certainly is such a thing to be overworked, right? And to get into the hustle and the grind.
Yeah.
And to feel like you're just pumping out for what? And that, I think, is a reflection.
Correct.
Because
let's say like one of my wife's friends, she just started a foundation. She doesn't need money. She doesn't need to work. But it's stressful. There's fundraisers.
Totally.
There's tons of things you have to do. It's like running an organization,
yes.
Right? But it's on your own time. But then you're working. Everything you're doing is fulfill. It's fulfilling. Mm. You don't feel like you're just clocking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner I can do that, that would be great. Like I would love to make money while I sleep.
Yeah.
Like Joey.
Wow.
Man.
Man.
I was like, now when I see what actors make, I'm like,
We should
like the working actors. I'm like, man, I should have just.
Yeah,
done
we should just continue.
Because the earlier, because I saw this guy's in his 60s. I'm
did
like,
he start? Was he a child actor?
No, he was a young actor.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Right, and then like, but then I've seen like prominent young new actors, and I'm like, you make good money, but you don't make much as this guy. And this guy, I'm like, man, I should have started when I was like. Teens.
So they're still getting residual the income from all the
From the 80s.
Of course. It goes on forever.
Of course. Of course. If you get on something that just like reruns and reruns and reruns.
Or even like if a streaming company buys the rights to that movie, don't you get
I know. Now I'm thinking about it because like there's so much content online.
Yeah.
That I'm like, sometimes I wonder like who watches these content? Cause like there's just so much of them, right? All these like random channels. Scroll like random channels that are just like, they need content, I guess. So that's, I guess that's how they make money. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, I mean, I just started really like watching Tubi. There's like a million ads and I was just like.
Thanks for watching that.
I was gonna say like, I wonder if Mia put some of these here. Tubi, there's one, there's another one. That's free, but there's even more ads.
Well, now we're pivoting, but like now a lot of
Pluto.
There's a lot of these streaming services.
Dude, there's free, and like they have random movies that like no one watches, but they had to pay for that movie.
Exactly. Yeah, like every time I turn on my TV, like a movie would automatically play. And like these are, some could be random movies.
Yeah,
some could be like the movies like that I've watched before. And I'm like, wow, so much content.
Some of these ads I can't even skip.
No.
And their business model is
to not have you skip the ads. Because
you know how some like Hulu, they're like, oh, like YouTube's like buy our premium, you can skip it. These other ones are literally just like, you cannot skip it because that's their business model.
You're welcome.
And you put them there.
Exactly. That's what I do for a living.
I'm like, but yet I'm watching this free movie.
Yeah, no, I know. Sometimes you pay for a subscription, but you still see ads.
You know what's funny? They kind of figure something out, right? Like, they figured out that like I'm like, hey, I feel good about watching this movie for free, but it's movie.
Yeah,
I'm willing to sit through like three ads.
Yeah,
but like nine is too much.
It's too much.
Because somebody has to pay for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like,
I get that.
But then I'm like, this is a free movie.
Yeah, I get that.
That I didn't have to pay a streaming service for.
That's right.
Because if I'm doing work and it's background noise, dude,
like,
that's right. Yeah. Okay, let's start streaming.
It's saturated. This is a saturated market.
It's oversaturated.
Right. I think that we are clearly getting off topic.
Okay, we can have this conversation offline.
I think that's it.
That's how we bring
We bring it back. There, we can all do nothing. All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this one. We will see you on the next one. Bye.
See you later.